I am here with the power to my ballad, the enemy to my lover, with the chairman to my meow, the Lucy to my Cordelia, the husbands to my Evelyn, Katerina.
Hi guys, how are you?
Hello everyone, welcome to the 2.5 Chicks Book Club. My name is Deborah, and I am here with the quarterback to my kicker, Katerina.
Hello. I'm here. I also just want to say
that I've got no clue whether or not a kicker is a person in football. I'm assuming so. I did not Google it before I came here.
It's okay.
Okay.
You could have just said the quarterback to my ballad dancer, because
I could have, but I'm not that smart. Also, I don't know the book that well.
Same, but we are not supposed to say that.
It's a very forgettable book, I think.
But it's a bit. But it was fun to read.
I'll give you this. It was quick to read, which I appreciate.
True. It was fluffy and cheesy.
And that's like what you were looking for when you suggested it.
I did not talk about it. I'm very disappointed with that.
We don't talk about
no. That was a fail and a miss.
Huh?
It was a fail.
It was a fail. So for those of you that don't know, Katerina was looking for something that was a bit more smuttier, because they really wanted me to read something smuttier, I guess.
Because it was for Valentine.
Because it was for Valentine's. But clearly it backfired in our faces, like, even after we spent hours discussing what we're going to read. I will start with this. Last year, for Valentine's, we read The Unhoneymooners. And now we read The Cheat Sheet. Which one did you prefer?
This one. Yeah.
See, I prefer The Unhoneymooners.
I can't remember the plot of The Unhoneymooners.
Okay, so the plot of, I don't know the names of the characters because it's been that long, but boy and girl are like, they're always going against each other. They don't meet, but they're like, the girl's sister has a wedding, but then the wedding falls through.
And
Olive and Ethan. So Olive's sister has a wedding that falls through. So Olive and Ethan have to go on the honeymoon. So they go on the honeymoon. Then for some reason, Olive's boss is there. And they have to share a bed. There was only one bed.
Shocking.
Yeah. And they had to share it. And, you know, they got together somehow. And there was also a massage included. I remember a massage scene somewhere. And them going I don't remember if it was kayaking or flying, but they went to do one of those things, maybe even both. And I remember a very weird dinner between Ethan, Olive, and the boss. And for some reason, the boss was really into the fact that they were a couple, and if they weren't a couple, then she wouldn't get a promotion or something of that. All I remember
is
people that I don't know. Dude, all I remember is the people that I cast as the characters. That's it.
Who did you cast as Bree and Nathan?
I don't remember who I cast as them, but I remember who I cast as Olive and Ethan.
Who?
I cast the two protagonist of Superstore. So Olive was America and Ethan was whoever plays Jonah in that show. I can also tell you who I cast. Oh, can I? I don't know if I remember who I cast in the cheat sheet.
I don't think you cast
anyone. Oh, I did. Anyone. No, I did.
You did?
I did.
And you didn't tell me.
No, sorry.
Oh,
The
backfire.
If I remember correctly, which I might not be, because I think it changed halfway through, but in the end, and what was their names? What's the names of our two protagonists? I don't even remember.
Bree and Nathan. You just said it.
When you said Bree and Nathan, I thought we were still talking about the Anonymous. Thought that was the sister.
Oh my god. No.
Yeah, because Bree like the cheese. Anywho. For Bree and Nathan, I cast Chris Evans.
And nice choice.
Thank you. And for Brie, if I recall correctly, I think I cast Ana de Armas.
But I who think is I'm, that?
Ana de Armas is how do I explain who she is? Have you watched Knives Out?
Probably no. No.
It's a great film. Go watch that. Blade Runner?
Never mind. One?
No. What else is she in? But the new James Bond film? No,
never mind. Never mind.
I think that's who I cast, and I think that's what stayed. So there you go.
How did you felt about the forced marriage trope in the book? Because there was one.
I love fake dating. It's one of my favorite tropes.
Especially when they are friends to lovers.
I mean, I'm more prone to an enemies to lovers, but friends to lovers is always interesting because there's all, especially in this case where we know that they're very much into each other.
There's the pining after one another.
Pining. They pine so hard, they might as well be trees.
They're so oblivious. It's so funny.
In a way that almost can only happen in a book, you know? Like, personal story.
See this happen. No. No. But I could see it happen in real life.
Not to this degree. Jesus Christ, she was living in his house.
No, she wasn't.
She had a room that was like only for her. That's pretty much living
in the house. It's a guest room.
It's a guest room. And they were roommates.
Mates. I loved Natalie, Nathan's publicity agent. She's so badass. Yes. Boss she's very badass.
I think I cast Charlize Theron in that role. Very well cast.
Oh, nice. Nice. Let me see something. Because I have notes, but I don't have notes.
I can tell you my first note.
Okay.
It reads so much like an early YA. I feel 14 again. And I was happy about that. It's like.
I have one.
Also, that's a new case. That's a new phone case.
It is. It is. Thank you. It's a rainbow. That just says Nicole. I don't think you can see.
Yeah, I can.
Just Nicole.
Just Nicole.
Oh, Nathan friends. His friends.
Do you know who I cast as their friends? As the friends?
Who?
People from work, from my workplace.
You're kidding. Why?
Because it just made sense. Besides, I was reading it mostly at work in break.
Oh,
on my break. So they were right there.
Do you think there is any fan art on Pinterest? Oh my god. Oh my baby. I said them and Olive from the Love Hypothesis. It's so cute. Oh, wait, I can, let me see.
That actually goes with my second note, which is her description of him is so detailed. Like his eyes are like this, and his skin is like that, and his hair is like this, and he smells like that. I mean, do you really?
It's a man written by a woman. What can I say?
That is a good point. Men written by women tend to always be better than real men. Give me 1 second. Okay.
I have an idea. I found the list that they made. Let's go.
That list is
the end. Let's go through it.
No. Go on.
Okay. First one was holding hands.
Standard.
How do we feel about it? Out of 10.
That's a solid 9. You know.
A solid 9.
You know.
Food fight.
No, that's the stupidest idea.
No. That's, I mean, not like the big ones I'm throwing tomatoes at your face, but like the one where you put the finger in the baking batter and you do stitch.
I don't think that qualifies as a fight. I think that's just inconvenient.
It's a fight.
Sure.
It's funny.
Okay.
Taking the hair behind the ear.
What do you mean?
No.
No, to the other like person, I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's cute. That's a move.
For you, for me, it would be like...
for you, it's...
But you...
what? Let me get
what are
ear.
You trying to do?
It just doesn't work.
Okay, this one. I don't know how would happen. In yeah. What context?
What does it say?
It's dirty talking about sexy hair.
Come again, one more time.
Dirty talking about sexy hair.
Like sexy hair?
Yeah, uh-huh.
What is this, like a Pantene commercial? She showers with Pantene, but I gotta wear them alone to keep me clean. Shout out if you know that meme.
No, I don't.
It's a good meme. You should search it. So dirty okay. Talk about sexy hair. Your hair is so sexy. So wavy. It bounces when you walk.
I love how you showered today.
What conditioner do you use?
The might of God.
I usually have 3 seconds of blasting my hair with cold water, and that's how I keep it so fluffy.
God damn, no.
No. Okay, that's enough for this one. Doesn't make sense.
Number 5. Get her favorite flowers. Which is a solid.
Yeah.
Solid. Bonus points if they are fake, so they last.
Exactly. I can't take care of flowers. That's why I don't have flowers. They die. I can't take care of them. I also don't have a favorite flower. Do you have a favorite flower?
Sunflowers and daisies.
Oh, that's cute. Sunflowers are nice, but I'm guessing you're a bitch to keep.
The flowers.
Oh, the flowers, not you. I mean, that would have been a pretty sick bird for no reason at all. Oh, I like sunflowers. Oh, you look like your high maintenance.
Okay, number 6. Touch her arm. Her arm while... I can't talk today. Touch her arm while talking. No, I will get distracted. There is a
somebody
wall.
Touches them. It's like, ooh,
don't touch me.
Don't touch me. You can't touch this.
Two. Okay. Number seven is fake car trouble. I would call my dad.
Yeah, that plays very much into the woman has car trouble, needs help from a man to fix it. I get the appeal, but unless it
is, I don't.
I mean, I don't even have a car, so I don't know.
I would simply call my dad.
Yeah. Which is what you do to park.
Look, we are not going to bring this here, okay? That's so unnecessary.
Okay, fine. Well, it's true. I've seen it happen. I can give you the finger as well.
Number eight is make power go out and light candles.
Romantic. Why? Candlelight is nice, but why make the power go out? Just watch a fucking movie and put some candles out.
I have enough candles in my room. You can just ask.
You are your own love interest.
I am my...
Take your own hair in.
Look a sick. Can you keep quiz to front?
So good. Just switching to Portuguese. Loving it.
Number nine. This is a rich ass move. Like a rich people move. Okay. Because it's to rent out an entire restaurant. Sometimes I can even pay for a Happy Meal. I'm not going to do this.
Exactly. We're too broke for this. We too broke for this. However, that would be inconvenient for the restaurant unless you pay them very well.
And very awkward. You would have every server looking at you.
Just get like a remote table somewhere tucked away. Or eat
at home.
Be at home.
Number 10 is to wink. I can't wink.
I feel like that's not a telling. We just wink at everybody. Like, oh, hello, everybody, okay?
I can't wink, so I wouldn't.
You go like this. Just close both eyes.
Just blink normally. Just
blink.
Just blink.
In the blink of two eyes.
Teacher how to throw a football. No.
That sounds like it could just be a fun activity for them as two people. Because he knows how to play football. I'm surprised that he hasn't taught already how to throw a football.
He has. He definitely has.
There's nothing inherently romantic about that. It's just we're sharing our, you know, our moves. Not our moves, but like our interests.
The moves.
Hey girl, look how I throw this football. Which is not even a fucking ball. It's not shaped like a ball.
It's a peanut.
A flying peanut. Giving a whole new meaning to the peanut movie.
Yes.
It's very early, guys.
It's not very early.
Actually, 11 o'clock.
we just haven't used to it.
No.
What's the next one? I lost my place in the list. Wait a minute.
We were talking about peanuts. Throw the football. That was the last one.
Oh, the next one is to spill something on your shirt. That's not sexy.
It depends on the context and how exactly you spill it. Because if it clings, sure. If it just becomes like a wet patch, no point.
Then you can tell if he's purposely doing that or just happened by mistake.
Did he do it in a book?
He did. There is a tick.
Okay. I don't remember that.
Me neither, but...
But it happened.
It happened. The next one, it's to get trapped in the elevator. You don't want that happening. I'm claustrophobic. I would freak out and pass out.
Yeah, you really would.
I would.
they will be trying to get into you, like, ooh, so do you come here often? You're like,
mid panic attack.
Yes.
The next one is to have her favorite candy on hand.
Yes.
I don't think I have one, but that's a nice move.
I mean, we appreciate somebody that knows what we like, and having candy is very effective, I will say.
We like that.
We like that. We like sugar. Mm. We're high on sugar. I was high on sugar right now.
Yes. Reese's Cups.
Ooh. Some Reese's Cups would be nice. I had a Kinder Bueno yesterday.
I don't like that one.
I had half a Kinder Bueno yesterday.
Who had the other half?
The other half still in the kitchen.
Oh.
Because I came home Yeah, there was a whole thing happening yesterday. And when I got home, I didn't get the opportunity to eat my candy.
What happened?
Basically, there was a surprise party.
For you?
For me. For my birthday, which was like a week ago.
A month ago.
Not a month. It was like a week or two ago.
It's not a week ago. Honey.
It was like the 19th.
It's almost a month.
It's not almost a month. Today's the 5th or the 6th.
It's the 6th.
Okay, it's the 6th today. My birthday was on the 19th of last month.
You're 2 weeks away from
2 weeks a month. Not, yeah, 2 weeks is still time.
Who was there?
Just the regular friends, you know. Gavin, Johnny, Kirsty, Abby. I do have some videos to show you.
Why?
I'll send them to you after.
What happened?
No, I just think you're gonna want to watch them.
Send them now before you forget.
No, we'll send them after. We have a podcast to do. Just keep going.
No, I'm scared.
The objective is not to make you scared, is to just keep going.
Okay, write a poem.
Cute.
Nice initiative, but poor execution. Poor execution. Next one, and I like this one, but I don't at the same time.
Okay.
It's to rub her feet.
No. Well, yeah.
I like it because we both work standing. So that's good, but I hate feet, so that's a no.
So it's a 50-50. It's a coin toss. Depends on the day.
It's a 30-70.
Okay,
that's fair. Because feet are disgusting, no matter who has them.
Everybody has. Well,
or
get one of the massage guns.
The one that goes. Oh, that one sounds aggressive. My bones can't take it.
It's because you're built like an old lady.
I'm built differently.
I take after my grandma.
That was unnecessary.
You are built like an old lady, and you know that.
No, I don't. You know I'm not. I just have situationships going on with some of my joints and bones and back
and hip
and knees. The other day, I quick to these tips to love the quiz.
You cracked.
I cracked my ankle. I didn't know I could do that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah,
and I did hear your knee make a noise when you stand up.
Just one? That's like popping.
That's the one that I was close to.
It goes like tu-tu-tu-tu-tu-tu. Like that bubbling rap.
You basically bring your own soundtrack.
When I get down, I can't give up.
I can't go down, but I can up again. And it never gonna break me down. I can't go down. Maybe I'll get up again.
So maybe I just stay here.
Just stay. We'll all end up here someday. Might as well just be now.
I'm 22. I don't want it to be now.
No, he better not be now.
Okay, ready for the next one?
Go on.
It's a kiss on the forehead.
Those are so adorable.
Those are nice.
That's adorable. That's a good move.
Oh my god, wait. My neighbor is fighting.
Dear Jesus, even I can hear that.
It's the downstairs one.
Damn. Drama. Quick, get them the sheet. I mean, it's
aggressive.
Yeah, I can hear it. Damn.
It's mother and son.
Oh, wow. Okay, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Wait, are they outside?
Pause in the podcast.
They are not. They are not outside. Oh. No. Oh, my God.
Oh my god.
Can we pause this so I can hear the drama?
No.
Damn it.
Don't be nosy. Let them fight in peace.
I like being nosy.
Yeah.
That's my nature. Okay.
So, again, that's an old lady trait that you got.
I always have them. So next one. It's to surprise at work.
That's nice, but how depends. Does it further your...
Depends, are you just dropping by or are you staying?
I mean...
Because...
I don't think it's helping your case that much. It's just a nice gesture. And it is a nice gesture.
The second to last one is to dance with her randomly, which I like that.
That's cute.
With a slow mo in the kitchen.
A little box dancing.
Yeah. A little box dancing. Mm-hmm. And the last one, and I don't remember this one happening, is to make out when the time strikes.
It was at the party, I think. They were at a party, I believe.
Or... No, but they left the party, you know?
No. I don't know. It was either at the party or at that family gathering that they had.
Maybe it was the family garden.
Gathering. Maybe.
What did I say?
Guarding. Or gardening, which is completely different. But also for the city, for all the family. The family gardening. So what does your family do? Gardening. All of you? Yeah. It takes 20 to plant tomatoes.
The more, the better.
Sure, why not? Also, I've got a note here from the beginning of the book.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, thank you. I've got as
much. We have notes.
As much as six.
Wow. Let's hear them.
So I already told you the first two. This one is, this girl got way too upset about the tabloid saying that her best friend has erectile dysfunction. I mean, not for anything.
That was funny.
That was too much. I would have probably just laughed along. But like, just me and my bro. Just two bros sitting on the couch laughing about erectile dysfunction because I'm not gay. Again, shout out if you know that meme. Anyway, I would have just laughed along, man. She got way too defensive about that.
She got defensive because she got the feelings.
Even if you got the feelings, I mean, you have to be able to laugh. She took it way too seriously. True. It was too much. I didn't like that.
She is a pick-me girl.
She is a pick-me girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she's a terrible one.
Oh, yeah. She's an annoying one as well.
She's not that annoying. She's not that annoying.
A little bit sometimes.
She's a little bit, but not Peak B-girl style.
I don't know. I just, as a protagonist, she did infuriate me quite a bit.
But you feel that with a lot of protagonists, so.
True, but this was a different level. It was different.
How different?
I don't know. Like, sometimes, like, why the fuck are you being stupid? It's clearly this or it's clearly that. Why are you making this complicated? To her, it's like, girl, just grow the fuck up for a little bit. Calm down. The world does not revolve around you and this boy. Okay, we're calm? Great. Now let's move on. There you go.
Next one.
This note says, and this is all it says, yes, because a whole football team would let a girl paint their nails when they're all sober.
I think if they are confident enough, they will do it.
I know, but it's just such a weird one. It's a weird activity to go do after you've been to dinner. Guys, let's come around. I'm going to paint all of your nails. Great, let's go. All of us. As a team.
It wasn't the whole team.
It was the whole... I don't know how many people are in a football team, to be honest.
It was Nathan.
Like, two.
Lawrence. It was four of them. And I think they were in his house when they got there after dinner.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just weird that they... What? How do you say it? Like, they enable this girl. I don't know if that makes sense. But, like, it's very much a fantasy, isn't it? That you're like, oh, these guys are all so into me. But not in a romantic way. Just, like, in a... I'm a bro kind of bro way. Does that make sense?
I kind of liked it.
Hmm?
I kind of liked it.
Do you also want, like, a swarm of, like, boys that are your friends that are infatuated by you? But yes. Not in a romantic way.
Yes, I want everyone to be infatuated by me.
Everybody is.
Me. Romantic or not.
Everybody is. Even me. We all are.
But you are forced to. We are cousins. That you is... don't have any choice.
No. It was...
You are stuck with me.
True that. And thank goodness, because I don't know how else to make friends.
I have two friends.
And
I went to bowling yesterday with my friends.
Ooh, fun.
And I won by yes. 1 point. I did. Oh my God. Let me show you the...
That's amazing.
I know, right?
I went bowling for the first time a while ago, and I suck so much.
Look at this. I won by 1 point.
Yes, you did. Fuck Igor.
Igor wanted the rematch, so we went to the air hockey tables, and I won again by 1 point again.
That guy was not having a good day.
Fuck yes. No, he wasn't.
He really wasn't. What else am I doing?
Note number three.
This is me just being a bit picky. As much as it is a rich boy trying to be humble moment, I can relate to Nathan's view of I haven't worked hard enough to describe this, to deserve this, sorry. Because there was this whole thing where Nathan has a breakdown about not having done really anything to deserve the success and money that he has. Because he feels that everything's been put on the plate for him. And I do understand that it's very much of a humble boy kind of trying to make us relate more to the character and be more sympathetic towards the character moment. But relate.
I think it was nice to finally have one rich protagonist that is like, yeah, I didn't do anything for this.
I mean, that's because most of the protagonists that you write that are rich are usually mafia bosses. And you need to work incredibly hard to be a mafia boss. It's a hard career to get into.
Look, I haven't read a mafia romance in months.
That's because you're reading vampire romances now.
I was going to say they aren't rich, but they are. They have a mansion all for themselves.
See?
They share the mansion with everyone. It's a big ass mansion. But they share it.
And they were roommates.
Yeah. One of them is blind and has a guide dog.
Oh, there's a dog involved. That's nice.
Yeah. It's the king. The king is blind. You know, he has a golden retriever.
The king was the dog.
No, the king of the vampires is blind.
Yeah.
And now has a golden retriever to walk him around.
Wow, a blind vampire.
Yeah.
Illusion. Vampires need
this. And his hair is by the waist, which I don't appreciate.
I do.
But
old men have long beards and even longer hairs.
No.
Think of Dumbledore.
Dumbledore is a bitch.
And Gandalf. Don't be mean to Dumbledore. He did his best.
I still haven't finished Harry Potter. I'm missing two books.
See, me and my brother, we did a marathon of the films while I was over. We made it as far as the second, as half of the Deathly Hallows part one, because for some reason it took us like 3 days to watch the Philosopher's Stone.
Why?
I don't know. We were very tired people.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Anyhow.
And the last one is the last one we talked about this, which was he wants to wait until they're married. Like, what the hell?
That's nice. I liked that. That's so sweet. It's
unnecessary.
It's so sweet.
It's not sweet. It's unnecessary because then because then he proposes to her way too early.
Does he though? If you take into context the years that they have known each other and pining against each other, they were basically their relationship without the title and the kisses.
No, you still have to see if you're compatible. Living together and be romantic.
They already do.
Yeah, but like one thing.
And they already did that.
No, it's different. It's still different because then there's a whole new dynamic at play that you need to explore. And why rush into the wedding? Why make such a big, big wedding behind your back? I mean, you basically took away the chance of her to plan her own wedding.
It was nice. I enjoyed that.
Too much. I would have probably had a panic attack if that were me.
But that's you that doesn't want to get married. But that's because you don't want to get married.
It's just way too much faffle.
See? Falafel? No, falafel is a food.
Yeah, falafel is a food. It's just too much faffing about. Too much money.
What's faffing?
Faffing, it's like, it's too much dilly-dallying. No. It's
no.
It's not engañar. It's like
okay.
Too many things. It's too much. It's inconvenience.
To you?
To me?
To you. I liked it. I can understand why the wait until marriage part is a bit stupid. I can see that.
Just think that he got married way too fast so that he could have a go at her when he could have just done it anyway and then gotten married after.
Yes, I think it would have made more sense if there was a religious reasoning or a valid reasoning for that.
I mean, if he was his mentality, isn't it?
Yes, because when she explained that was only like, I waited for you for years. I can wait a bit longer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
That was pointless.
I don't necessarily need a religious moment motive. I just need you to explain it to me a bit better,
and to make sense.
Yeah, explain it to me.
Make it make sense.
Make it make sense.
Do you have any more notes?
No, that was it.
That was it for my part too.
There you go. Amazing. We love how we didn't say anything relevant about this book. Because it's an easy book, isn't it? I feel like we
it
always
was a
very easy book.
I think we needed it.
Yeah. Are you going to check how much you gave it? Because that's what I'm
doing. I am. Oh, I give it a 3.5.
I give it a 3.
That's nice.
Give it a 3. I think it's my lowest rating this year so far.
You Wait. Just gave it 5 stars.
I did just give it 5 stars, which is my highest rated of this year.
Also, it's only March.
So far, I've only read 5 books, and one of them was actually fan fiction. Love that for me.
I've read 17.
Damn. You got way too much time on your hands.
It was the vacations. Like the winter break. I had a month where I didn't have to do anything.
Well, that's fair then.
So I just read. Yeah.
So do you want to tell everybody what we're reading for next month, which is this month, which is the next episode, which should come out?
Jesus God. Oh.
It's my revenge from what I had to read now. From this one.
But this one was easier. The more you speak.
I would much rather read our next book of the month than this again. If anything, I wish I could read that book for the first time again. It's just so much good things, you know? You're always discovering new things.
Wait a minute.
You don't remember the name of the book? Somebody's Coming. It might be The Other Half. By the way, I think The Other Half is at home. I think it was The Other Half on the door.
No, it was my dad.
Oh, where's The Other Half?
Fuck if I know, sweeping.
Better than us, as usual.
As usual.
Katrina, what we're reading next month, this month?
Anxious People by
Frederick Backman.
Frederick Backman. This dude.
Our dude. See, here's the thing. Katrina is not liking it at all, and I freaking love it.
No, that's not it.
Okay.
I can admit that the book is good, and it's somewhat interesting.
Mm.
And it's a different way of writing and plotting, but it's definitely not my cup of tea.
Is it because it's more complicated and intricate, less linear?
No, because I can keep up with it.
Mm.
It's just not, I don't have the smut, I don't have the fantasy.
If it doesn't have dragons, Katrina doesn't want anything to do with it.
I don't want it.
Do you want to just announce also the book for April, since we're here?
Let me go pick it up.
Why are you picking it up?
Audio.
Oh my
so
God,
you can
there's
see.
No need. This is an audio medium. Wow, they're back with it.
It's
the last book.
It's
of
the red. Though I was going to say the Red Schools of Magic.
No, that was the first one, my love.
It's the last book of the White by Cassandra Clare, and we switch to.
We're coming back to our roots.
Yay!
The Cassandra
Clare. I'm so podcast. Excited.
I'm so excited. I read the first two pages.
Already?
I read the first 2 pages yesterday out loud to my boyfriend. and Ragnar Fell's in it. And I'm like, oh, he's not dead yet. Bless.
No, that's normal because timeline standing. This
I know,
is
that's what I'm
the
saying.
Not, of...
That's what I'm saying. It's not, he's not dead yet.
When does he die?
During the battle, I think.
Which one?
Second one?
It's the big one, isn't it?
No,
in heaven with fire.
No, because I think he dies before that. Oh my god, we need to Google this now, don't we? Jesus Christ.
Because I remember.
Can we have
them going a timeline?
Cassandra, if you're listening to this, which you're not, can you please give us like a little summary like we have in school with books that we have to read for school? Like Europa America, you know, here in Portugal, we have a thing called Livros Europa America, which basically is the summary of the summary of the books that we have to read for school. We need that at this point. Just like
and then you have the, or we also have the books for idiots. It's like the mandatory books we have to read for school, explain why we are idiots. So we don't have to read, actually read them. We would also appreciate that.
Yes,
of just a timeline of when things happened. Yes,
with key moments.
Key moments. Along, and a family tree.
That's what I was going to say. Along with the family tree at the beginning of every book. Because I keep forgetting who's related to who. The other day I was so confused because I was like, I could swear that Malik had a third child.
But they don't. They just have two.
It's just two. I know, but in my head.
It's the demon and it's the shadow hunter.
Yeah, but in my head, I was adamant that they had a third child, a girl. But I don't know where I read that. I don't know what happened.
No.
Wait a second. Are we sure that Ragnar Fell died?
No, the one that died was Magnan Fade.
So Ragnar Fell didn't die because this is said that his status is alive.
Fade is the one who dies.
Yes, but I
because
thought
he.
I thought that
he's the one who tries
well.
to bring back his
so does Katarina die
from the dead. No, it's Fade who dies.
Yeah, but more than one person can die, man.
But they didn't.
I could swear that Ragnar was dead, though.
I think you're mistaking him Fade.
I'm not, man. That boy died at some point.
He pretended that he was dead. He didn't die.
Oh, maybe. Anyway, this is a talk for us to have in a month. Anyway.
No.
So, say goodbye to the... Anything else you want to say about the cheat sheet?
No.
Brilliant. So say goodbye to everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, follow us on Instagram at Patrick's Club. We forget to always say this. And on Spotify, which is where you're listening to this most likely. Okay, this is not making any more sense. Say goodbye to the people again. So sorry.
Again. Bye.
Yes. Bye.